How are you?
Not very well.
Your carriage is a bit low, but it's... Will you be in a position to come to the conference?
I don't think so. Which conference?
This Unity of Man conference.
Where is it?
New Mexico, there are about, we have confirmed 16 teachers coming from various people from India. We have confirmation of people coming around the world.
So they have not invited me, Sanjay.
The invitation must have been.
Hmm?
We invited everybody.
But I have not received any.
It may be on the way.
Mexico City.
New Mexico.
That's in America. It's one of the states in America.
Oh.
Right next to Texas.
Yeah. Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
We have decided that this is a time for everybody to get together and get their team together and merge together.
They will never. You may call old conferences hundreds and thousands, but there is no. Because there is no common platform. Godless.
That is what we are trying to provide.
But you are trying, that's nice. But you think you will never succeed. You can write it down.
Well, the question is very simple. Somebody has to break the ice.
Hmm?
Somebody has to break the ice. Somebody, doesn't matter who, somebody has to go out and say, you're welcome, come in. And it has shown a response. Even the Prime Minister has agreed to it, because she was not agreeing. And she's coming in Mexico.
Indira Gandhi?
Mm-hmm. She'll be there on the 70th and 80th. So we are carrying that spirit.
They think everyone is trying to be united. That United Nations, for the last 20 years, they started in 1947, United Nations. Huh?
Yeah, first.
And this is 70?
Almost 30 years.
30 years. What they have done? Are the best man of the whole world. They are knowing that they simply disunited. They are not one platform. They are not agreeable. They do not accept God.
Mm-hmm.
That is agreeable. No central point. You have got your own philosophy, I have got my own philosophy, he has got his own philosophy. Now how will you agree?
No, I may not agree with your philosophy and you may not agree with my philosophy, but one thing we both have agreed, that you are you and I am I, and both can have respect and love for each other. And there has to be a place where everybody should
stand at a place. When I meet you, I say, yes, sir. You say, yes, sir. That is all right. That is social etiquette. But real unity is on the platform of spirit. So, Pandita Samadarshi. Pandit, he is Samadarshi. Pandita means Vidyagunam Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Tesa Sakati. Pandita Samadarshi. A very learned Brahmin and a dog and an elephant, a cow, a chandal, all of that. To a Pandit, really learned person. some others. You see? And now how a larger, smaller Brahmin and a dog can be seen on equal level? But it can be seen. Pandita, some others. It is on the spiritual platform that every one of us is spirit soul. We are by different form of covered in different material dress. A dog is also a soul and a learned Brahmin is also a soul. But he is covered in different body and he is covered in different body. So one who does not see the body, he can see on the same level. But one who sees the body, he cannot see. This is the basic principle of equality. I am seeing, you are seeing, you are saying, I am Hindu. He is saying that he is Christian, he is Mohammedan, and so on and so on. Nobody is saying that nobody is Brahmin, nobody is Sikh, nobody is Hindu, nobody is Christian. He is pure soul. But that vision, unless one attains, how they can be equal? There is no problem.
Yeah, that's agreed, but
so that requires education. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Bhuta. Samat Sarvesa Bhuta. When one is Brahma realized, then he becomes equal. And that requires education. How to become Brahma Bhuta. But everyone is Sharira Bhuta. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. So how can so, we may attain, but it is not for them.
There are a lot of misunderstanding and misconception given against each other.
Misconception is that you have got a body, I have got a body. If I say, no, I don't like you, and if I say, I don't like you, naturally, when we see superficially, then this tendency is gone. When we see inside, introspection, then there will be equality. That requires education. So,
all right. Come and educate.
But that education is there, the beginning. In the Bhagavad Gita, the education is there that immediately Krishna says, Deinatin Yathadi Heso Mahavijogani Yathadi Antara Prati Asmin Dehe, there is this hope. This is the beginning of education. But there are many learned scholars, they do not believe in this hope. That is the disease. They do not believe. Big professor, I have been in Moscow, Professor Patovsky, he said, no, there is no soul. After this, anything of the body, everything.
But they don't have experience.
That's what they say. If you assemble some not experienced man, then how they are living?
No, grantingly, what we are trying to do is we are giving out a call to all, learned, the unlearned, but basic fact is there is a desire somewhere in the ether that everybody wants to feel each other. And they have not done anything good by negating each other or talking negatively. They have not seen anything. They realize it now. Otherwise,
what is it? Basic principle of unity. That is the point.
Point of basic unity is respect for each other.
But that is going on. Suppose you have come here, I will come you. If I go to your place, you will come me. That respect is going on.
Yeah, that's right. That is between two individuals.
Similarly, whenever we come in a big assembly, we respect each one, gentlemen, that is not part.
No, but people do not understand why we are like this, why they are like this. They don't get a chance to explain. Inter-religious council, I'm a member, they never knew. They think we are the most weird people from the mosque. They don't understand this. And now our legal services are helping them and all sorts of things are happening and they're trying to understand. And when the last president left the office, he said in his words of departure, he said, I am only limited by the Christ. I never understood anything else. But I do feel from that limit that God is unlimited and it is in everybody. Asking a fanatic Christian to make that statement to the General Assembly, it took us about 2 years. But gradually, one by one, they will understand. Love is the winning point. That's why they don't understand when they find love from you, they will find love from me, they will love from people, they will love from everybody else. You know, you can take a mango stick and beat somebody, but you can take a mango, doesn't it eat. Effort has to be made somehow. And now
a party being made, but the platform, the world where you are staying, that effort is very difficult to fulfill.
That's difficult. Difficulty is the I go to India, I find the difficulty, I'm here, I find the difficulty. But there are genuine people in the spiritual world.
Yeah, one thing is, just like you said, some Christian priest.
Yes.
That I realize that one, God is one. See, if God is one, and everyone of us are God, then why is there division?
So those, everybody has limited egos, so we understand that.
The confidence should be made that if God, if there is God, and God is one, then who is that God? What is his characteristic? That should be discussed.
Well, that's what I said. But what we are trying to do is spend all what we have righteously earned, provide a platform, and invite somebody. My personal feeling is even if somebody comes and tell us there that we are the worst being on the world, but by coming and opening himself or herself, he at least acknowledges that there is a mutual existence. At this time, I have walked away to every corner, here and there, everywhere. Some people are not aware totally. I was asked one day a question, why did Hare Krishna people dance in these streets? I said, why not? I asked the question to them. I said, why not? What is wrong with them? Well, what do you feel? But that's not in America. You know, we don't go and dance every day. I said, you go in ballroom dances and you dance all the time. You drink and you dance and you do what you want to do. And they just, in their own life, feel that they enjoy dancing right for God in the world. You dance for your own social contact. They dance for their own divine contact. What's wrong with them? Their leader, their prophet, their spiritual guide, dance to God. And they dance to God. Why do you think, why do you go to the church? We go to pray. I said, this is their prayer. Why don't you understand the prayer aspect of it? Why do you want to understand how they dress, how they like, how they dislike each other? And the second question somebody asked me, but do you think somebody has the right to convert our children? I said, but do you think somebody has not the right?
I never asked them to be converted.
Well, I understand that. So my situation is, because sometimes people ask you a question about me. They think I am another Indian. They can ask
you a question. Where is this book? That's Dr. Judas' book.
Took it to court, and I think
one professor, Dr. but it is there. Still, he has many other sort of written books about that, but his book is very scholarly. He has written the same thing, that, what is that, dedication?
To the devotees who have found fulfillment in Krishna consciousness and to their parents who have raised them.
No.
So they will understand.
The parents who have understand them. Right. My students, mostly they are young, mostly within 30, some of them little above 30. So some of their parents, they come and congress with me. And it is our good fortune that we have come to our country. That I receive many. But there are other many parents, they are not happy.
We are starting a parent organization for our kids. We invite the mothers, parents, ask them to stay and send them there. Idea is basic, and the fundamental idea is what you are doing is God's will. These people who are following you is God's will. And those who will receive it is God's will, but it is not that everybody sees that God's will.
No, God's will is open. Krishna says, Manmana Bhagavan Sapta Hatyari Mahanamaste. God says that you always think of me, you just become my devotee, worship me, and offer your respect to me. This is God's will. And if you do this, then you are coming back to me. And it clearly says, God's will is declared. There is no secret. Manmana Bhagavanta. Find out this 9 verse. 9 verse.
Engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisances, and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
Yes, sir. This is God's will. It is not secret. It is open. And the thing is that everyone has God is ignorant God.
Well, the question is very fundamental. Everybody has his own God. So let everybody bring one's own God in understanding. It's not God.
God is not God. God says, always think of me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's how the followers may think of me. Manmana, you become my devotee. Become my devotee. And what's in me? And offer respect to this one. So we are teaching our students, here is God, Krishna. He chants Hare Krishna, all is simple. Just offer your respect and worship him. In this sense, we can receive one. He is good at spiritualism. That's all. And then doing that, and then getting the result. We do not say that sit down, press your nose and meditate and this, that, or no. Simple thing. There is God, we have got our Chakku. Don't make no difference. simple thing about our temple, who is saying such, chant Hare Krishna, here is God, and think of it. As soon as it's Hare Krishna, Krishna, everyone has got to think. That means they are thinking of this Manmana. And then Hari says, go to the temple and offer obeisance. Very simple. So, we have said, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if you don't have that, then you must have your own God. Do that. But, always the basic principle, still accept Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Krishna through Bhagavan. I think somebody was telling him that Guru Nanak also accepted Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Is it the best? I do not.
We have in Sri Guru Granth lot of things about Lord Rama, about Lord Krishna, about...
Now, what is Krishna, how Krishna is accepted? Is he accepted as the Supreme Lord?
Krishna is accepted as incarnation of God.
Incarnation of God and God, there is no difference.
There's a fundamental message in that, that as God created everyone, God created all of us, and in Sikh Dharma, God, whatever we want to call it, ultimate reality, beyond Swarna Samad, the truth. And Lord Krishna in his incarnation taught, Lord Rama taught. And what our problem at this time at the humanity is divided in many forms. And it is the inner hatred which people want to spell out.
But that's what I say, that everyone, at least religious sects, I don't say other, non-religious, agnostic. Say Christian, Mohammedan, Hindu, Sikh, or any religious system, they have accepted that there is God.
No, there is one fundamental thing which this movement may not know. In Dasam Granth, Guru Gobind Singh wrote down Krishna Avatar. Krishna Avatar is in his own poetry. It is about Lord Krishna. If somebody of these people who know Sanskrit and who know Gurmukhi can translate that part,
no, translate or not translate. So we already accept Krishna as God. So Guru Nanak has described him as God. That's all right. Then, if Krishna is God accepted by Guru Nanak, and Krishna is God accepted by Yad, so why not I put this God, one God?
Yes, one God is all right. That everybody will agree.
But every one God, Krishna said, I am the one, the Supreme God. Matta Paragana Nanya. Find out this verse. Matta Paragana Nanya, Kichidasi Dhananya.
Chapter 7, text 7. Matat parasparam nanya kinchidasi dananjaya mayi sarvam idam krotam sutre mani gana eva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no true superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So, all the acharyas of India, including Guru Nanak, Ravanacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Shankaracharya, Guru Nanak, they accepted Lord Krishna. So why not present this God all over the world.
Yeah, the question is very simple. Present it among the other gods. Time has come of a mutual presentation.
Now, mutual presentation, simply talking is not good. Suppose we are presenting from India, if we accept Krishna, we have accepted, as you said, as for other acharyas, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, and the Nimbarka, Lord Chaitanya, and Guru Nanak, practically the whole India, they have accepted Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in India, I think people ask me, how many they are Krishna conscious? Everyone in India. At least in India, everyone is Krishna conscious. So, the majority people, well, why majority the whole India? Even there are many Mahavadis who also worship Krishna. And so if Krishna is God, we in this this conference, why not present? Here is God, whose name is Krishna.
Yeah, but understand one thing, India, that Karishana, when the car comes to Shunya, that consciousness, if a person does not release to himself, he's
not Shunya.
Shunya.
Shunya means zero. God is zero.
No, it is not zero. It is where the car, the action, stops.
Yes.
That is the Godhead.
Yes, that is zero.
But everybody here in this world, 4 billion people, everybody does not have...
I mean to say that every religious that believes in God, if we present, here is God. You are seeking after God, here is God. Now what they will say?
So some will say yes it is, some will say no.
Okay, if he says no, why do you say no? Then what is your conception of?
Well, that is what we want to understand, basically. That's what we are talking about, one thing. Your realization about God is a very universal realization. Somebody on this human level is very limited. After all, the limited and the unlimited have to be brought together.
No. Limited cannot understand God. Limited is limited. Mahatma means unlimited. Mahan means very great. So unless one has very big understanding, he can understand God. God is unlimited. So you have come to that platform to understand. Those who are limited, they cannot understand God. That's not possible. Siddha. Siddha means one who has become unlimited. Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma realized. So, Krishna said, Manushanam Sahasri, out of many millions of persons, Kasti Jadati Siddha. Somebody is trying to become unlimited. And jatatamapi siddha, those who have become unlimited, out of millions of them, one can understand me, Krishna. So Krishna understanding, God understanding, when I say Krishna, God, God understanding is for the perfect unlimited, not for common man. Common man should accept the acharya. They must follow acharya upasana. This time in India, the sixth is follow Guru Nanak. So Guru Nanak said, yes, Krishna, incarnation of God. So this is it. That's all. Not that every Sikh is expected to be unlimited as Guru Nanak. That is not expected. But they should follow Guru Nanak. Then they will understand. Guru Nanak says, Krishna is incarnation of God. All the Sikhs should accept. Yes, Krishna is incarnation of God. It is not expected that every Sikh will understand Krishna. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. The Mahajana, the Acharya, what path they have shown, that is, so all the Acharyas, they have accepted Krishna. And Arjuna, who directly listened Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he accepted Parabrahma, Paramdhāna, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavān. So in this we have to follow. Otherwise it is not possible. But they will understand. They must follow the Acharya. If Guru Nanak has accepted Krishna as God, God's incarnation and God, there is no difference. Then why the Sikhs should not accept Krishna as God?
That doesn't solve the problem of the world.
No, if we know here is God, then it will solve the problem. But if we do not accept, especially if I can hear from you, provided I know that you are some big man. Otherwise, how shall I agree to hear from you? The obedience must be there. A student, a small child, hears the teacher because he knows that my teacher is very great.
No, we may try to become eminent, limited or unlimited. The question is very simple. There are 4 billion people on this earth.
And therefore they are not expected to understand 4 billion. They should follow the leader. It is not expected
that. That is what we are trying to do. We are going to get the leaders together.
The leaders are already there. Now, suppose Guru Nanak says Krishna is God. So, will the Sikhs follow Guru Nanak on their own wings?
No. Sikhs will follow the instructions
of Guru Nanak. The Guru Nanak says Krishna is God.
That's very true. Krishna is God.
Then why don't you follow Krishna's instructions?
We are not disobeying any instructions.
No, Krishna's what Krishna says, that is written in Bhagavad Gita. Why don't you take it? Bhagavad Gita. That is what is wrong there. Now, every problem is solved there. And so far, economic. Now, the question is economic. The Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutani. So where is the objection? Produce food grain, and both animals and man will be happy. So, who is disagreeing with this point? Follow this. Anna bhavanti bhutani. Krishna says, first, this is chicken oil, social. Krishna says, chaturvarnam maya sistam, gunadharma vibhagas. The human society should be divided into 4 classes according to quality and worth. So, 4 classes there are. First class, intelligent class. The second class, the administrators. The third class, the mercantile. And the 4th class, who are not within these 3 classes. That is going on. Now make it systematic. The 1st class man, who is the 1st class man? Then find out. Sattva-dhamma-dhamma-pipi-kāri-yava-jñāna-vijñāna-māsitam brahma-dhamma. The train, first-class man. He must be truthful. He must be self-controlled. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses. He must have full knowledge of the whole world. Jnana-vijñāna, practical application. So, where is the question of that I am Sikh, I am Hindu, I am Muslim?
No, no, the question is very simple. What people will ask you, the caste system, what is to
it? This is not caste system.
This is
that classification of the human being. This is not caste system. The fact of we are making this American boy a Brahmin. Is it Brahmin caste?
No, but that is only...
We have been training them to be, how to acquire the Brahmin qualities. It doesn't matter whether it is coming from Christian family or Mohammedan family. No, they said if you train one, how to become engineer. It doesn't matter. From which family he comes, it doesn't matter. Any family he can come, he can be trained how to speak truthfulness. So, what is that? So,
the verse is
Sattva Dhamma Dhamma Pratiksha. Is that fine?
I thought it was the verse about the qualities of a Brahmin.
Yeah, yeah, what is that?
Peacefulness, self.
No, I think it's not peacefulness.
When I have a 642 of chapter 18, but I don't think that's the one you're pointing to.
What is the fact of that, really?
Samo-dhamma-dhamma.
That is.
Samo-dhamma-dhapak-shavacham. Shantir-arjivam-evacha. Jnanam-vijnanam-astikyam.
Brahma-dhamma-dhamma. This is her class. Samo. Samo means controlling the sense, or controlling the mind. And dhamma, controlling the sense. Now either he may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian now. If I say, please come here, learn this thing. How to control the mind? How to control the senses? The will of the three. So if anyone is trained up, it doesn't matter from which family he is coming. If he has learned how to control the mind, how to control the senses, then he can first learn that. So, we have got everything, and it is spoken by God. If we accept it, then there is unity. But we don't accept. We manufacture something. That is the...
Yeah, well, that's the need to find out. There is a difficulty.
Difficulty is that we don't agree. If I say, come here, be educated. And if you don't agree, no, I don't, then how I can be educated? One must agree. What God says. They will say, I believe, we believe. What is I believe, we believe? If you want to become first-class man, then this is the formula. Control your mind, control your senses. Be fully in knowledge, practically applying knowledge in life. So, this is first class. Then, the second class, man, you see, what is that?
Shalayam Tejo Vithir Dakshyam Yute Shatyapra Layanam Dhanam Ishvara Bhavascha Kshatran Karma Prabhavacham.
There are next class. First class, either you say first class or Brahman. The second class,
Kshatriya.
The administrator. And they are called Shodra. And what is the word Shodra?
Heroism.
Heroism. That's like Maharaj Purisi. You are going on his tour and you saw one black man was trying to kill a cow immediately to this son. Who are you? You're trying to kill cow in my kingdom.
This is called hero.
Now when the hero and then become president, how will he come out?
He's not hero.
Everyone has right to live. Why is that killing animals? This is hero. As soon as I saw that the red pen is going to kill a cow, why is this? Why are you doing this? Immediately to this. Hero, then?
Power, determination.
Power, he must have power, influence. Why he should beg vote, give me vote, give me vote, give me vote, begging. Where is power? If he's begging vote, where is power? Normally the kings just like they used to get so. If you don't accept me, then I shall kill. This is power. Sattva, Saujam, Saujam, Tejam.
Sincere determination.
Determination and Yudhita Palayam. Now when there is war, these politicians will remain in their room, safely. They will not go to the war. Now why these people are voted for political war? Yeah, formally the king will first of all stand. So the other side also the king is there. This side also, the fight is going on as the king is killed and this is the date of Quran. The formula is there. So these classes of men should be on the administration. Not anyone flower nonsense and by root and food they get some vote and they do. How will you find this? The fourth class is required. Just like in a body. We have a brain. Brain is required. Then head. Whenever there is some attack, consciously unconscious, forward my head. So the division is already there. If you come to attack me with a knife, I don't push my head. I push my head. So, when there is attack, the brahmanas are not expected to go para, the testicles. So this is training. Everything is perfectly there. People are not accepting. You don't require conference. You simply accept the standard knowledge. Then everything is there. I am speaking to you because you are leader of this society. So, if we take Bhagavad Gita seriously and train people from all over the world, not that Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Hindu or for the Indians, for everyone, and then there will be otherwise.
No, I definitely agree with that. You must be successful in that mission, and you have practically and honestly taught what you believed in. My idea...
But I were honestly believe. Why don't you honestly believe?
I believe that you honestly believe.
You also try.
That's what I am saying. This is the time.
You accept the Bhagavad Gita as the standard knowledge and preach it.
I read it. I preach it, I understand it. That's
the answer. That is one.
What I'm trying to reach is that this concept which you honestly believe have in must be clear.
Why I honestly believe? Why you honestly do not believe?
Well, every honest understanding will believe that.
Yes.
There is no individuality in that.
Right.
But yes. Still there is individuality.
No individuality. Then, suppose you are leader of a group. If you honestly believe, teach them. They will accept.
So that's why we have understanding. Why we are together today at this point.
Yes.
Because we understand that one part
of equally accept. If we try to convince the people that we haven't got to research how to unite the whole world, these things are already there in Bhagavad Gita. Accept it and follow it, everything will be done.
transfer a message then.
That message is understood. I'm giving you the message.
Well, they are coming about a lot of people, and they would like to understand and participation.
Absolutely Shrestha. If you carry this message, it is not my message. It is the message of Krishna. I am not manufacturing this message. I am imperfect. But I am presenting the perfect message. That is my message. I don't say I am perfect. I am simply carrier, peon. And if peon delivers a money at $1,000, it is not his money. He simply carries. So my business is to carry. Krishna's business. That's all.
It's very kind of you, but if you carry this message to New Mexico, to all those guys, it will be a great joy.
Yes.
I am also carrying the message of those unlimited ones who want to share the unlimited ones. And that's what the whole attempt was, to provide a platform where limited, unlimited...
That you are the leader. Similarly, only leaders must accept.
Yes, Swami...
Then the followers will accept.
Swami Dhrindra Brahmacharya has flown all the way from India to just participate in that. Other people, Acharya...
That's Swami Dhrindra?
Prime Minister's Guru. Swami Dhrindra Brahmacharya. He has flown.
But Prime Minister Guru, does he believe in Bhagavad Gita?
Oh yeah, he knows it by heart word to word. That's true.
So why he does not teach his disciples?
He teaches. He's a very good man. And there are other Acharyas, Shankaracharya, Mach, and other people are coming. We have a list in Los Angeles about 60 who have accepted to come. Then from the Judo-Christian pathway, people are participating. And
they will come and they will go out, that's all. There will be no understanding. I know that. There will be no understanding. You can write it down in your notebook. They will come and they will say it and they will go out. I have dealt with all these men very nice.
I understand the pain, but still...
I'm scared to go on.
Effort. There's nothing wrong to put that honest effort. Because a lot of things you can say, which I
do not say.
You're
whatever I say, I'm quoting from the Bhagavad Gita. You have seen it. I don't say. I never say. It is my opinion. I think. No, I never say.
This style, they will look at it and like it. And there will be nobody else who can exactly present this style.
If you like to go, I mean, I can go.
Yeah, it is. My basic idea is, you... in Krishna consciousness can present a style which a usual rabbi may not be in a position to do it.
That is Sajjan. Nobody can do it.
Alright. Then that guy has to look for his conviction where mutual conviction can meet and still create a harmony. My honest opinion is that it is the time world has become small, Krishna consciousness has spread, message of Guru Nanak has spread, message of Lord Rama has spread, message of Jesus has spread, message of Moses has spread. Alright, now the spread is going to interact. And in that, somebody with this style can come in and can represent right. You will be my personal guest and you will be in a position, we will do whatever personally we can do for that whole situation, but it will be a good idea to talk to all these people, to make them understand, and from your mouth, the person will understand why Hare Krishna person goes on the street and chant. They have got fundamental things to say. They do not know. They have different versions to hear. They have versions to talk. Kalyuga mein kirtan pradhana sri guru granth says, Guru Nanak writes himself, correct versions are many, but my idea is, it is good to hear from you.
That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
I know.
Satatam kirtan maam jatam tasya dhirabhrata. Namastam tasya maam satya nitya nitya upasa. This is upasa.
I would like you to meet that very Sanatana Dharma representative who will be coming. Sanatana Dharma Pratinidhi is standing there representative. I forget his name. It is much better he hears from you. Among the wise.
What is that called?
Satatanjita Yanto Maam Jatantas Chadrita Prataha. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me.
Krishna says, always chanting my glory. Anyway, Hare Krishna. We are not introducing anything new. That's not our reason.
So we will have the privilege to have this ancient one among us for those 3 days. And be there and present your style and your career.
New Mexico.
It is not very far from Los Angeles. Maybe an hour away.
We'll receive you at Avakarki, and we'd like you to come the day the other Indian gurus are coming, because we'd like to see them at the airport, and we'd like to have state banquet arranged for every visitor. And our basic idea is to bring understanding among all men of God. And in spite of the fact, nothing may happen.
Oh yes.
Something will happen.
Oh, yes.
At least people will know you, people will meet you, people have never met you that way. So whosoever will come with the God will, and whosoever will do something with the God will, and we will invite the experience to be the host. And that, I think, is our karma. We must say that.
If we want to do something substantial, we must come on a common platform. The common platform is a list. Every line of Bhagavad Gita is so nice. But nobody can argue.
You have to provide the opportunity for those who will not have the chance to meet you, to meet you. Those who have no opportunity to listen to you, to listen to you. Those who have not seen you, to see you. And I think that has value. I would never have gone to meet some Sarpal Singh. He came, and there the idea of this unity of man conference was framed, and I left all the way to India. And I asked him one thing, which I loved in him. He said, well, I'm going to die next year, you take over. And I said, forget it, that's not my job. I'm not going to take over anything from anybody. I have to do what I have to. Then he said, well, this is the idea. Would you try to be second with me in this time? I said, all right, I'll do that. And in the end, I almost was convinced that he's a great man. And he asked me, he said, you don't believe in anybody except God. And I said, human forms are very, I understand you, I know you, because he knows me from very childhood. But I asked him one thing. I said, I have never seen a saint on whom saints believe. They all have their own categories and whole things. You know,
Muni is just some Atangana Bhinna. He is not a Muni if he does not disagree with another Muni.
So when I told him, Bas, that it's a good idea, So we are carrying that good idea now. And Muni Sushil Kumar is coming from India. Then Swami Chidananda is leading that tour. And they have sent a list of 16 other religious people who are coming. They are going to UNO, where the peace presentation this year is happening. I think we should participate in that. Then there is a vegetarian congress, where the participation is happening. And all this has been done just to lay the platform and honor the idea of that man, Sir Paul Singh Chung. Just he wanted that way. So we thought it is a better idea to be in the West and with the arrangements that everybody can come, participate, talk to each other. I would not like you to be in New Mexico in one of the presentable cabins and not let anybody of these devotees of you be around, but ask other people to come and talk to you, learn from you, share with you, share your wisdom, share your conviction, share your experience. And I like all these guys to come and talk to me, and when they will listen to me talking Gita, perhaps they will understand, well, Yogiji knows a little bit about what we know about. So when they pronounce certain words, I just sometimes correct them, but I don't tell them anything because they know.
What is your headquarters?
Los Angeles, we are neighbors.
Oh. Los Angeles.
We are almost neighbors. So we are a few blocks from each other.
Now, when you started?
About 5 years ago. 6 years.
6 years. We started there.
And you, about you, when it came in another state weekly, I was in India. So I'm very recent here. But I go to Hare
Krishna.
Yeah. We all keep, they all come Sunday. They come to our Gurudwara on every Sunday. People participate. We have our magazine, and this was our anniversary Renaissance, which we issue. Rather, I was planning if some of your acharya can come and I can give them a program for Krishna consciousness development and authoritative human aspects of Gita, which I teach in UCLA. They can participate and start courses in that, because everybody is special in certain areas, and I thought that was a better idea. However,
these pictures of
this is Golden Temple, Amritsar. Oh, 5 years ago, we had a one paper print. We used to give it away for 5 cents. That developed into a paper. This is how everything develops. And my basic idea is people must share. And why not? Come there, participate, share, say what you have to say. It is one of the funny coincidences that we both live in Culver City. We live very adjacent to each other. And I go to your temple, see how it is made and how they are doing and what kind of marble they are using. And I have a lot of things to criticize, but, you know, they are messing it up, but they are spending a lot of money. So I don't mind what they are doing, but it is really waste, a lot of it is waste. I go and watch and it hurts me. But I just go around and see, after all, yeah, you must have very wise eyes.
Very expert in wise.
Yes. That I have seen. That is totally what annoys me sometimes, and then I go and say, well, you have to learn this way, it doesn't matter. Now, the Mexico marble has a flower range in it. I mean, everybody has two eyes, and that flower range can be arranged. And none of your person, in spite of my one day, I yelled at them, and I'm going to pull you out of your little hair, and what are you doing, like, waste of time? They said, well, we have to ask some Atma, Acharya, some will challenge the message. I went again next day, they did it exactly what was wrong. But, you know, they are kids. They will learn. So I go and poke my nose all the time because I thought if I can tell them, this is better. But my basic situation is we are doing.
They are very bad. They have no value for their money.
No. No.
So therefore, they can rest very lavishly.
But they are very beautiful people. One of the girls there in your organization almost brought tears to my eyes. And it's very sudden. I have tears and I love them when they come. And she said to me, she just came and told me, oh, Yogi ji, I love you, you came. I said, well, don't tell anybody, I just want to go around. And I want to run away. So she knows me. And she took me to her one store with a lot of books. And she asked me to have some books. And some of them I had, some I didn't, so I picked up. And she said, well, you know, we were raised like dogs, now we are being raised like gods. Do you think this old man, our God, is going to stay with us? She said, she's very young in your organization. I said, what are you talking about, old man? She said, I was Prabhupada. Then she took your whole name with reverence. And I looked in her eyes. I said, look, my dear daughter, if that man has taught you so much love, then you will never be separate. Keep doing what you're doing, you'll be all right. There is devotion. There's a power to learn. There's a power to give. They have many faults, but they have many merits also. I think it's the time to present them as they perform of the humanness to the whole world. And that will take a lot of misunderstandings.
People misunderstanding that will continue.
I 100% agree. When we wanted to join the American
especially in the Western countries, they are misunderstanding. So that they crucify.
We can do all that and still it will be useful.
Your visit
will be useful and it will be very divine to come with a message, with a conviction. You know, I have come to this conference here.
Which one?
This that is happening in Waikiki. Rainbow Festival. There is a huge conference. About 200 people are on the mainland and the whole thing. Metaphysical, there are psychics, intuitives, people who can perform things. They are all in God. I was surprised last night that A to Z, everybody talks about God. And none of them understand that the God is right in them. So I was one among them. It did change the whole thing. I honestly believe that it was very good for me to come. If I would have gone into the equals, if I find some equals, it would not have done any good, you know. They all know what they know. We all know that what we know. But it was amazing that people liked it. People talk, people ask questions, people, whatever I could share, I share. But in the evening I was surprised there were 200 people, beautiful, seeking some way or the other, and looking for certain things for their life. So my only idea was that I have never worked less than these 5-6 days. It was very boring for me, there was no work. But I liked it. At least I could share with them, they could share with me. First they were all doubtful what a yogi is, what a yoga is. I said, but it is after all, they are not asking me a yogi. So there is a safety. So people, when people see you, they hate you, they find you are different, that you talk something which you talk, they don't like it, they don't want to hear it. And gradually it brings them to understanding. So my personal request, and on behalf of all those who are coming, I would like you to visit us if you possibly can. And this is because this is time of the world where love has to prevail from the higher and from the lower equal.
Put it here. Yeah. Yeah.
All these young people walk into the ashrams at any time mid of night, they are always asleep. That understanding exists anywhere. Nobody has issued them any instructions. But they go with each other very well. Some of our boys who started with us in yoga classes are members of the Hare Krishna movement. Sometimes they get on telephone. I say, at least you are somewhere, it's all right. Take care of yourself. Keep up. Life is going on as it has to go on.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of mutual love, understanding. And after all, this is a discipline. All can't have this discipline. Those who can have it, they can have it. Jaise Gani Pralap, Jaise Hukum Kamaye, understanding is there, Pralap is there, will of God is there, God wants us, we are the pawns of it. But it will be a great joy. Thank you. So I'll ask for a leave.
So thank you.
My prayer
for you.
And he
gave him heart. You can say.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you. Okay, right. Kripa, namaskar. And we will get you, receive you, and it will be our privilege. After you are our elder, don't forget that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. And now these people forget something and say, Hare Rama, why? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Because he's not you.
was his disciple, then he became a devotee. But he said Yogi Bhajan, whom I associated with women. Yeah. That was the, many devotees, they put it in the sun when it becomes dead. Is that alright? To take the head? At most eight years. In many ways, they're imitating our movement.